Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Dual Screens Podcast / Gamecast. This is our PlayStation 5 event coverage show. We are going to be doing a little bit of predictions, and then I'm going to cut the recording. We're still going to go. We're going to live react on twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams, but then we're going to pick up after the show and give you our thoughts on the show as a little bit of a polished podcast. Follow us on youtube.com/dualscreenstv for everything as well. But Andy, let's just, let's get right in here, you know? Let's get into the nitty gritty, because this is going to be interesting. This is supposed to be like 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot. That's a lot of stuff about to happen. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our predictions, three predictions each that we think we're going to see. I also want to do what we think is going to open the show and what we think is going to close the show.
Good. Okay. I'm on board with that.
Okay.
I agree.
So I want to start with what is going to open the show. Andy, what do you think is going to open the show?
I think we open with Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Interesting. Wow. Going out there.
It has to be a guns blazing, because if it's a 2 hour event, yeah, you got to have a good attention grabber in the beginning. So off the bat, Guerrilla Games has been tweeting nonstop about joining us at the event. The composer recently said that to stay tuned for the stream. So I think it'll definitely be there,
yep,
but my guess, it will open the show.
Okay. My opening, I feel what I think is going to be Batman, WB Montreal.
Ooh.
I think they are going to, yeah. And I know that's third party, but I think now is the time. The leak was out there, you know, so somebody was looking at the thing. I think outside of like your sizzle reel for PlayStation, I think it starts with a third party and Batman. And I think it's just to get more people to view, to check in, because that's going to bring a lot of Xbox gamers and PC gamers in as well. Like right off the bat, if people just start tweeting about Batman like crazy, I think that would be a really cool way to start. What do you think is going to end the show?
I think we're going to end with the Demon's Souls remake. I think that's how they close the show.
Okay. That could be fun. I have fond memories of that game. I didn't get very far, but I do remember that summer, I think it was. It was a lot of fun. I think they are going to end with a computer generated reel of the system. I think we're going to see, like, they're going to show us, like, it's going to be real photos, but then also like taking it apart, looking on the insides, like showing us all the ports, like doing that cool like little thing, and then say like more information coming soon. That's what I think. That's what I think will end the show. Now, what are your, let's go with predictions. What is your first prediction here?
So I think we're not going to see Spider-Man 2. That's a prediction.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see Spider-Man 2 or Horizon Zero Dawn 2, but that's...
Oh, shit. That's even bolder prediction.
But that's not, what? That's not my prediction. That's not what I'm going to put on paper.
Okay.
My prediction is... Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. That's my prediction. Those two games will not be shown in any capacity. Maybe a tease, but that's it. All right. Yeah, that's where I'm going with. Okay, Andy, what's your next prediction?
I think it's safe to say we'll see Call of Duty.
Sure. That's a safe prediction.
But that's safe. I want to go a little bit more out there. The new Star Wars game.
Okay.
Whatever Project Maverick is, we'll see it at this show.
Interesting. That's interesting. I don't know if this is a prediction, but this is almost a guarantee, but I do believe that Gran Turismo 7 will be there, as Buzz just put in the chat. That is something I've been saying for a couple of weeks now. I think racing games, they just show consoles off so well. So I do think that is going to be there as well. What is your third prediction?
Something from Japan Studios. It's either going to be this long talked about space RPG, or, and I will die on the live stream, And that is, of course, a new Silent Hill game. Mm. So I have a little wiggle room. Mm. It's going to be one or the other. Mm-hmm. I'm not committing to either one, mm-hmm. but something Japan Studios will happen for sure at this event.
Japan. All right. For me, I think it's a new IP from Naughty Dog.
Wow.
They're going to, like, I know Last of Us 2 is coming. You know, it's next week, essentially. But I do feel like they're going to show something from what they've been doing outside of The Last of Us Part 2. Could be a game in space. Yes, Kirsch. It could be just something different. Could be something completely different. Not even like third person, you know, over the shoulder stuff. But yeah, I think Naughty Dog is going to come out with something, a new IP. Now, my wishful thinking, and I'm holding your Silent Hill stuff. I am holding two things here. The first, I want this bad boy back.
Show me. What is it?
Give me Resistance.
Resistance.
Give me Resistance. Yeah. Give me something, yeah. Resistance. I don't care what it is. Just give me something. Give us a first-person shooter.
Tony, stop resisting. Yeah. Give us more Resistance.
And of course, what's a dual screens podcast without me mentioning Dark Cloud?
Oh, that's like the pipe dream. That's your Silent Hill.
Give me Dark Cloud 3. Dark Cloud 3 would be fantastic. But yeah, like a Resistance Battle Royale would be great. They, you know, with a class system. I would even take a Killzone Battle Royale style game. Like it's a battle royale set in that universe would be pretty cool too.
Let's talk more about the PS5 itself. Do you think we'll see the console, a price tag, and an in-depth look at what the system can do? Backwards compatibility, stuff like that.
I think that they are going to talk about how it's going to work with legacy games. But they're not going to show it until like the end, like I said, and I don't think they're going to give a price just yet.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they'll say, you know, tune in this date, maybe sometime in July or August, for a full console reveal, deep dive into all of the OS, everything the OS can do, more about some of the games we spoke about, and of course, you know, price tag, availability, and their launch plans.
Yeah, I'm going to just echo Buzz's thoughts in the chat. I think they're going to play a game of chicken with Microsoft and not show the price just yet. Besides, a price announcement would sort of overshadow the software and the console reveal. So that's not what we're about today. It's about the system and the launch and, I mean, the early software lineup for PS5.
I think you have to be, and I don't mean to call you stupid, but I feel like you have to be a little stupid to think that Sony doesn't know what their price is going to be at this point.
Right, right.
Like, they have to know. They have to have that on paper. Like, there is probably one person in that entire company that could say, no, 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 make it cheaper. And that person, you know, is not going to be on stage or anything like that. So I think they're just going to wait until it's closer. Wait until pre-orders are gonna go live, because she's like, that's the other thing. You need to give people time to. Do I need $500? You know, to pre-order this thing. Do I need 300? Do I need 4? Do I need 6? Hopefully, God, hope it's not 6.
just get the 3 jobs. You know, we've been here before.
But
you've been down this road before.
But to say it's a game of chicken with Microsoft, and I'm speaking to Buzz. Is disingenuous if they know the price, because it's not like, oh, if Microsoft comes out and they're $500 and Sony was always going to be $500 or always going to be $400, what does it matter if they wait? That is only advantageous to them if they think they're too expensive. And then they would have to really reconsider what they do and go back and say, okay, maybe we can't launch at that price because of Microsoft. But like, they know the price. They know how much money they need to sell this for to either make money, break even, or what they're comfortable with as far as taking a loss. We know that they've taken losses on consoles before. So,
can I just say that this is like the culmination of Sony's utter genius marketing? Because we have, it's all eyes on Sony today. This is like the big guns have to be here. We've waited so long for anything. You have at this moment almost 500,000 people watching on Sony's channel alone on YouTube. Mm-hmm. This is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And it really goes to show you, like, when you deprive those of information for months at a time, you really get the hype going. And it's every gamer now is watching this presentation. This feels like sort of what E3 would have been kicking off, because it's the first huge name showing what's going on with their content and kickstarting the next gen.
Are we not counting what Microsoft did a couple weeks ago?
I don't know. I didn't feel like anything to me. I also, you know, I'm eager to compare the third party lineup or those who show up for this compared to what came at Microsoft's event. Because if we get the likes of Batman in this one, Resident Evil 8, these are huge titles.
That's another one of my predictions. I think Resident Evil 8 is definitely showing up today.
Right.
And it's going to show off VR in some capacity. I don't know if it's going to be an updated VR, but it's definitely going to show off like what PS5's VR, like what PS5 can do for VR, the VR headset. That's definitely something that I feel is going to be front and center. Do we think, okay, here's a weird question. Do we think this is going to be just a one after the other, or do you think there's going to be a presenter that's going to introduce people? Like, are we going to hear from devs that are going to say, "Hey, my name is Yves Guillemot," and you know, going to talk about things, or is it going to be just trailer, 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 sizzle reel?
I mean,
trailer,
it know? Depends. If I really enjoyed Sony's recent State of Play model, it's pure gameplay with a voiceover describing what's going on and the features. I think that works best. That format, have an actual gameplay slice with someone discussing it. Like, I think someone going on a stage or having a face, that only works for like a live show. But for like this sort of format, just show the gameplay, have a voice over it. Like, "Hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm with this company." Don't distract me with fluff. Just show me the thing. That's all I want to see.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I think I'd rather it just be consecutive things after that. But I also don't mind hearing from hearing from Mark Cerny again, if he's going to clarify the shit that he muddled.
Gonna see Jim Ryan's face at some point in this.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
I think there's gonna be something along the lines of, you know, "Hi, I'm so and so. Here's what you can look forward to in 2020. You know, holiday 2020, right. Whatever."
Steven, why don't you give me some sort of what's like your wildest prediction you can think of?
My wildest prediction.
Your wildest prediction.
Aside from Dark Cloud 3, I guess.
Right. I mean, that's pretty wild, but give me something that's a little something more on the wild side.
maybe a VR 2.0 would be something wild. I feel like they just did that, you know. Acquisitions, perhaps buying Housemarque.
See, Housemarque, I want to say they will definitely be at this show.
Yeah,
they've been working on some sort of AAA game for a while now, and them and Sony are just super buddy-buddy. So that's going to be in there as well. And maybe, saying, "Hey, and by the way, we also bought these guys. Heads up."
Yeah, I could see Housemarque going under their umbrella. They have a very good relationship. I'm trying to think. Like, I've been tempering my expectations so much that, like,
right, me too.
my bullshit meter is not as.
I'm not expecting anything really of the show. Just see some quality games as I hover my Silent Hill cartridge in front of the camera. This is kind of wild, and I'm not sure if it's a popular opinion, but I was a fan of this game, and I think a sequel is overdue. The Order 2.
Man, can you please just get on with that? Like, just you
finish the fight. Finish the fight.
Such a cliffhanger. The game was very shallow. I will not deny that, but it looked gorgeous. It was a really cool story. It was a great, great universe that they built there. It had really cool stuff going on. It was just a kind of shitty game. It was just not put together well. Put a new one. Put one together. Do it well, and give us that damn story. Like, that was so cool.
Yeah. And just to address the chat for a second, Mikey Curse Parasite Eve, hell yes. And you're saying Let It Die. Is that the game Let It Die, or you're saying Let the Franchise Die?
He wants the order to die. I know it. All right, folks, that's going to do it for our previews, predictions, our leading thoughts into this thing. We have 5 minutes remaining, so we're going to end recording of this, and then we are going to start up. We'll catch you for our post-show thoughts. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with our post the future of gaming show, PS5 show thingy. Let's just get our thoughts here. I mean, it's a lot to, man, it is a lot to unpack. They threw a lot at us here, Andy.
Yeah, I think that they really came in all guns blazing. Just a packed of a lot of first party studio stuff. I mean, the Spider-Man reveal, Horizon, Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, man. A couple of really cool new IP were shown. I'm going to have to get a list in front of me because I can't remember all of them. But
Housemarque's new game, Returnal, looked really interesting.
That looks really cool, yeah. Yeah. We got
the Demon's Souls remake.
Demon's Souls. I mean, I don't know. Is that a remake? Is that a reboot? Like, what are we doing here?
It is. Well, it's Blue Point, so it's a remake of the PS3 game made for the PS5.
I will tell you this. Nothing of what they showed I recognized.
Yeah.
Having played that game. So, like, I don't even... I would not be shocked if this is actually a reboot. Taking the story, but, like, not... doing it beat by beat, but like completely, almost like a Final Fantasy VII. Like that's what it looks like to me. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy VII remake thing. We got the console. We know what it looks like now.
Yeah, it's funky looking. That is
really weird looking.
Funk, yeah. I did not expect that.
Yeah. You know what? They were due for a bold design. Like, not since the George Foreman grill PS3 have they really gone out of the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So, I'm down with that. It looks cool. I mean, it's better than just a giant rectangle cube thing.
Or just a box, you know?
Although, like, the Series X would probably blend in a little bit better in your like home entertainment system. Like, you could probably just put it somewhere and it won't really stand out, sit out like a sore thumb. This PS5 is gonna be like the center of attention.
Right, but it looks like it could be my router.
Yeah. It looks like a fancy external hard drive kind of.
Oh, can we discuss this whole digital version as well?
Right. Yeah. There's a digital version of it, probably gonna have a larger hard drive, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. They showed that next to it, which means there's definitely gonna be a price difference. They're gonna launch at different prices, which is great. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is, yeah, I mean, it's gonna be, I wasn't paying too much attention to like all the ports, but it's gonna be interesting how they're going to support the digital edition for expanded storage. I don't know. I'm color me intrigued. But if this is a $100 price difference, that doesn't quite move the needle for me in the direction I would like. Cause like when I go and buy a console, like I buy a console and I buy games, right? Like I bring the disc home, I put it in, I play the game. Now, if that's going to cost me, like when I bought the PS3, I had to spend $780 to buy the console, buy a game, and get an extra controller because I bought Resistance and I played split screen with my cousin. So like that was a lot of money. That was a huge investment. The digital edition, if that means that I could spend $100 on a couple of games instead at home. That's a win, man. Especially because, like, even what I do with my PS4 right now, I just delete games I don't play anymore. I have like 10 games on my hard drive. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I feel like, am I leaning more towards this digital version? I don't know, because you know I'm a physical disc
so
kind of guy.
So am I.
Right. I'm intrigued that they would go this route. They'd have two at launch, two SKUs at launch. But you know, they both do the same thing, I imagine, in terms of what the games can do. Yeah, man, I feel like this was, it's a lot. And it was like an hour and a half-ish, I want to say, in total. An hour and maybe 20. That Stray game, that cat game we were talking about before. I don't know. I'm kind of into it. We saw the new Oddworld, which looked gorgeous.
I didn't have much interest in that, to be honest. There were a couple of games that I had no interest in.
Right. There was that, what was that? Goodbye Something High, Volcano High, whatever that game was called.
Caneless, it's definitely not going to be $700. There's no way they would do that.
No.
Especially when what they're doing, a lot of what makes them stand out is the custom chips. So I don't think it's going to be priced that crazy.
I wonder how much the design was dictated by what's actually inside the PS5. If it's like, you know, is the cooling in it? Is that lend itself more to how the system cools itself? Or how the hard drive works? Because it's a very slick, different design than what we're used to as for a home gaming console.
Now, Buzz makes a point in the chat. He says, remember when everyone flipped out about Xbox One being digital? Now, here's the thing, Buzz. They did that in the middle of a console launch where people already purchased games for it and have no way then of taking, like, if you wanted to, like, if you had an Xbox One and you wanted to upgrade, you got rid of it. Instead of having that option, you took away something that they had for a cheaper price. Now, if they were both launched at the same time, it probably would have been a different story, because you would have known going into the generation, I could either plan to be physical or I could plan to be digital. Mm-hmm. But that happened in the middle of a generation, which is why people were so thrown off, because they were looking for a price drop. They did get a price drop too at the same time, but I think at the time it was only $50. But I think that's where the disconnect was with the Xbox people were, and they pushed the SAD edition as a lot of people's second consoles for the house, like the second Xbox in the house.
Yeah, and there seemed to be no real reason to get that. It seemed like it was paid just a fraction more to get the physical disc version. Mm. It seemed like it wasn't even worth it in terms of the pricing.
Yeah, I'm guessing 5 and 4. That's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing the standard with the disc is going to be $500 and the digital is going to be $400. And I think you're going to get a 2 terabyte hard drive with the digital and a 1 terabyte hard drive with the physical. And I don't really know why they would do different hard drives, because you still have to install every game. And that's like the whole purpose of it, is that it's reading from the hard drives. But I'd like to know if there's going to be an expandable hard drive. They did say that they're testing every SSD out there right now to see if it works with their custom architecture. So if they say, hey, any SATA drive, or it would probably be SATA drive. I guess it could be PCIe, but I feel like that's a little harder. But if you get, you know, if you tell people you can get it supports up to an 8 terabyte hard drive, if you want to throw it in there, whatever, that kind of solves that problem. I don't know, man, the quarantine has proven that digital is probably the way to go.
I love how we can have such a well-polished show with no glitches or hitches in the whole hour and a half it was on, with so much devotion to, again, you mentioned how bored are these 3D graphic designers to make all these sacred symbol 3D models, and yet Nintendo can't put a show together. Inexcusable.
Yeah. Caneless, Best Buy just had 2 terabyte hard drive up for $99. So the hard drives are solid state hard drives are getting much, much, much cheaper, especially if you're doing SATA. I don't know if that's SATA or SATA, as opposed to PCIe Express or whatever it is. You can get a 2 terabyte for $100. You can get a 1 terabyte for $65 now. And plus, their whole purpose of the system is to make use of solid state drives. So I would imagine that they built everything around that to confirm. They're not. You can't. First of all, they know that PS3 was a mistake. That pricing at $600 was a mistake. That was number one. Number two, they know what precedent has been set in this current generation. Yeah, Buzz, you also linked me PCIe solid state drives, which these systems I highly doubt. Microsoft is using proprietary hard drives for internal hard drives. So you're at the mercy of whatever they want to charge you unless you go with an external. And the external solid state drives are very expensive, and they're not going to run as quickly as an internal anyway, because you're going to be running it USB 3.0, high speed 3.0. Candace, I think you're putting way too much thought into what's going to drive the price of the console. Sony has taken, they've gone and taken $180 hits on consoles at launch before, like up to $180 before. The PS4 was launched at a hit of, I think, $60. You're getting a controller and a system. That's it. All those other things were accessories that you could buy outside of it. So like none of that's going to be bundled in. Mm-hmm. My guess is it's probably that the digital edition probably requires less power, also internal power, because you don't have to run an optical drive. It'll probably because it doesn't have internal spinning parts, that it's not going to require as much fan space for the fans. So the fans might be laid out differently. It's all like we still don't know what the GPU chip looks like. We don't know if that's going to have its own, dedicated fans or something like that. Like I'm thinking of like how a PC is built, but they're not built like PCs. They're slightly different. I mean, Buzz, if they don't have Microsoft better have a 2 terabyte, and that's mostly because of the proprietary hard drive. But the PlayStation, if they're allowing you to use any hard drive, then I think launching at 1 terabyte isn't terrible. Especially at launch, when you're probably going to only buy a handful of games anyway. And then you could go out and get another hard drive or whatever. But this was definitely interesting, man. This was definitely, they showed a lot of really cool games, and they made a point to say specifically, everything here is running on a PlayStation 5, mm-hmm. Which was great to get that out of the way.
I love this format. It was very little talk from anyone. It was just an hour plus of pure gameplay. And I love, here's a little sizzle, and we'll cut to gameplay for a good 30 seconds or so, or up to a minute.
Now, Buzz Killington says Xbox already said you could use any two. That is not what I'm saying. Xbox's internal cards, internal memory. If you don't want to have something plugged into your system, you have to buy their proprietary hard drives. Mm-hmm. It is a proprietary slot that they created for their hard drives. PlayStation said that you can use any SATA hard drive. So anything that fits that chip size will fit inside your PlayStation, just like your PlayStation 4 and your PlayStation 4 Pro. I know that you could use any external, Buzz, but external hard drives are slower no matter what. They are going to be running on a USB. They are going to be slower. The data transfer is slower. So if you're going to expand your system's internal hard drive size, Xbox is making you buy an Xbox-branded one, and PlayStation is not. Full stop, period, end of story. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what we didn't see and why we think we didn't see it.
Well, I think first things first, we got to make sure to put the Silent Hill Reddit on suicide watch, because I don't even want to go over there right now. I'm so afraid to go and see what's happening. On a more serious note, we didn't see anything Call of Duty, which I was a little bit shocked by, taken aback. Because I thought we would get a glimpse or a tease of it, at least, at this event. Not a peep. I mean, the GTA 5 thing in the beginning was a bit of a shocker. Seeing the expanded and enhanced edition coming in 2021, no less, which is an odd date. It takes you that long. Okay, whatever. But yeah, no Call of Duty. There's no Battlefield 6 was shown at the show like I thought would be there. A Star Wars that I mentioned in our predictions chatter. Nope, didn't come up.
I am kind of shocked that they didn't at least try and talk about legacy gaming.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was just a sizzle, like, with words on the screen, like any PlayStation 4 game or thousands of PlayStation 4 games, that, you know, because obviously the digital edition of that is going to require some sort of workaround if you don't have
PS5. I mean, I imagine them doing, like, a state of play just for the PS5 hardware itself. A better version of what the Mark Cerny GDC discussion was. Like, less boring, maybe?
Yeah.
And more about the features. They did tease what I imagine was the startup screen of the PS5.
Yeah, yeah, they did that. And I think we also got the Astro sound. I think we got the startup sound as well, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks weird, man. That system looks weird. But you know what I did notice, and like the first thing I was paying attention to was the vents, like the cooling. That was the first thing. And it looks like it's got like at least three sides have some sort of, and that's how the PS4 Pro is as well. It blows out in the back and in on the top and bottom. So
yeah.
So I mean, so we have a new viewer here that I don't know. I'm completely full of shit. I'm completely full of bullshit. Did you guys know that before they were pressured to rename the game Stray, it was actually going to be called Pussy Patrol? And then also, how much do you think the versions will sell for? I think it is going to be, which Buzz just put in the chat, like I said earlier, it's going to be 500 and 400, I think.
Yeah, it's a safe bet.
I think the digital...
It's a very safe bet.
Yeah, I think that's a, you know, that's a hit it out of the park. Come with us to next gen. PS4 is, I think, 150 now. The Pro, I think it might still be 3. I don't know off the top of my head, but I don't think it's going to be much more than that.
Yeah, and I'm sure once you get like the actual price announcement, we'll get a PS4 price cut in that same announcement. That's what I feel is going to happen at that time. But yeah, I think that's a good pricing for that. 500 max. I don't see anyone be PS5 or a Series X being priced higher than that.
Now, if they did want to make the PS5 a $600 console, then I think the digital will still remain at $400. I think they need an entry level market point. Like, they can't, especially because they're putting so many brand new games on PS5 at launch window. Like, we saw a lot of games that said holiday 2020. And if you're going to say holiday 2020, you need to move those games. Otherwise, they're going to be an L. They're going to be a loss. Like with a lot of launch games, like if the system isn't selling and the games aren't selling the systems, then you stumble out of the gate. Like Killzone didn't sell systems. Killzone also didn't move units.
Right. But Spider-Man will.
Right. Exactly.
Sell a fuck ton of everything.
Exactly.
Because if that's in the launch window, or like you bundle that as a Christmas package or a Black Friday package, that's a game over to me. Yeah. I feel that's going to sell like you wouldn't believe. You know, and I really wonder how you would take this new design, this PS5, and apply special edition looks to it. Because I feel it doesn't lend itself to, like, here's our custom PS5 for, I don't know,
I mean,
The Last
like
of Us 3.
It's a white blank canvas.
Right. I wonder if those little plates are interchangeable.
Yeah.
White plates. Or if it comes all in black. I got to have it all in black. Though, then again, that white is a smart look, though. It's a very smart look.
Completely full of bullshit says that the digital versions are bullshit, to be frank. They're trying to kill the resale market. The resale market has been trying to kill the retail market. So
I think GameStop killed the resale market by trying to buy back your shit for, like, you know, less than a quarter of what it's worth.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks pretty cool. Like, Mikey Kirsch just put a link It has a horizontal and a vertical stand, or maybe they're interchangeable. So you could get it. It actually lifts a little bit off the ground when you put the base.
You know, I know as I was watching it being unveiled, I was thinking for the first time, I may have to go vertical with my system. I've been a horizontal guy my whole life.
Especially if it's got the optical drive, I almost always do
horizontal. Right. Right.
It looks like it's got a USB-C and a USB 3 on the front. That's a power button, I guess, and an eject button there. And then the thing underneath. I like that it's got that curve look like the PS3 did. Mm-hmm. The only thing that makes it annoying is you can't, like, I don't know, like it messes with the lines. Like if you're like a entertainment center snob and you want everything kind of on these plain lines, you get like a bulbous thing in the middle. So, I mean, it looks cool. Mm-hmm. It definitely looks cool. I'm very excited to see how big it does. If that's to scale, if the image is to scale, it's not even that big. It looks about the size of the Pro. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little thicker.
I mean, I do like the vent placement, like you said, both on top and the bottom. I feel this will run very quietly with this design.
Hopefully.
We're not going to mean fucking Mission Control when we're trying to run like Final Fantasy Remake Part 5 on our PS5s. And we still have not seen the back of the controller yet. Do we think they're hiding something there? Like, I mean, if you're going to show the console, why are you? Then again, we haven't seen what the controller can do. They didn't mention the create button in all this.
No, that's they highlighted all the time.
Yeah, they highlighted the haptic feedback, the 3D audio stuff. No mention of what the create button does.
Yeah.
I feel there should be, if there's going to be a state of play, it's going to be solely hardware focused. It's be the system and the controller. And then we might see what the fucking back of this thing looks like. And if nothing's there, why did you just show it to us in the first place?
What are you doing?
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
All right, let's wrap up this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very special edition of Dual Screens Gamescast. This is our live reaction, our preview and post viewing of the PS5, the Future of Gaming show. If you like what you're listening to, please consider subscribing to us. Check out our other podcasts on this very same network. We have the Dual Screens podcast, which posts each and every Thursday, which is where we interview indie devs and all that fun stuff, and voice actors and stuff. Well over 100 guests have been on that show. Thank you very much. Thank you, Andy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Steven. This is a great one.
And as always, please be excellent to each other.